Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and I bring you yet another great word from this morning and daily devotional that we do here at Torah Life Ministries. And it comes from the Suffer Well devotional series. And this message today is such an important message to me because I take such value in the holy word of our Creator. And I do believe that every single word in the Bible is profitable for man and profitable for me. And I do believe it is a great gift He left us. He left us to show us how to live our lives. And I believe that we need to uphold His word with the utmost importance in our lives. So let me read the devotional, and then I'll get into a little teaching about it. But it's called Bread Alone, and this is the 243rd teaching in the Suffer Well devotional series. We read, "Know, my child, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Mighty One." Matthew 4, verse 4. For those of you who have been pruned in great tribulation, the significance of such a declaration takes on new meaning. When you are poured out like a drink offering, when your strength alone will no longer do, you must rather hold fast to the word of life, so that you may rejoice in the day of the Messiah. Philippians 2, verses 16 to 17. Bread alone, temporal provision, satisfying your every need, this strength you have come to rely on, this so-called bread, has you hanging on by a thread, holding tight to this false security, much like a child clutches his blankie for safety and familiarity, will keep you from ever receiving your full inheritance. As long as the heir is a child, he does not differ from a slave, though he is a master of all. Galatians 4, verse 1. When faced with trials, if you habitually manage to strive with your own power, wisdom, and insight, it is imperative that I expose your true poverty. I command you not to lean on your own understanding, Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, for it is inevitably leads to decisions which depend on your own strength. And this will never do. I will be your confidence. I will keep your foot from being caught. Proverbs 3, verses 26. If I desired that you depend on your own, on yourself, then why did I sacrifice my son? And the truth is, my spirit in you has already testified this to you. Yet you ignore it with this your sacrifice, which often look like struggling to do it on your own. I desire obedience, not sacrifice. 1 Samuel 15:22. When you receive the revelation that bread alone will not preserve life, and very often I must take away your bread for you to embrace this revelation, all that is left is my provision. Then my word becomes your only source of nourishment. My patterns cannot be changed. My word comes before anything. I have magnified my word even above my name. Psalms 138, verse 2. Consider it like oxygen. Although you can still breathe on bread alone, true life comes from the breath of my word. There must be a crossing over. You see, loved one, there is a difference between the one who spends an hour with me daily due to sacrifice and the one who communes with me perpetually out of love and adoration. Yes, like a baby on milk, obedience is taught first, so afterwards, true love can emerge. If you need to go back to milk, then do so. Even then, your effort will be blessed. Remember, I desire obedience over sacrifice. It is only after you embrace this revelation that you can help others to receive what is intended for them. So consider my words, the true delicacies of life, eternal delicacies. Then come away with me, my loved one, and dine on all I have for you. Song of Solomon 2, verse 10. So that is our devotional. And yes, we must believe the word found in scripture if we believe in our creator. Because without that, we have our own thought and our own idea of what he is and who he is and what we want him to do in our lives. Without him, we have to understand and trust and believe we are nothing. And without his word, we don't know him. We need to know him and we need to apply everything he calls us to do for our lives. That was the devotional I read, and I'm telling you now the reality and the truth of life. More powerful and more valuable than any weapon or any amount of money in your life is your Bible, the holy word of scripture. To the average person, they're going to open that up and it's just going to be words on a paper. But when you understand that power that is found in scripture, as we're walking around in the darkness, it says in the scripture in Psalms 119, 105, your word is a lamp for my feet and a light for my path. And when you understand that without his word, we're walking around in darkness, we don't know what's going on. It's the blind leading the blind. But his word brings us light. His word brings us life. And it all leads to Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, who sets us free. Because without his word, every single time, every single day, we are going to end up on death row, in that death sentence with no hope, with nothing. How many of you want to continue walking around in darkness, or how many of you want a light? How many of you want a light for your path? How many of you want to be in a right path? How do you know what this is? Don't trust me. Don't believe me. It's in his word. It's in his word. Read the words of our creator and believe that they are true. There's not one thing in the Bible that's going to harm you if you follow it. You understand me? If you believe the word of the Bible is the word of our creator, there's not one thing in there that is going to harm you. It's going to refine you. It's going to condemn you, and it's going to heal you. The word is our creator, and the creator is the word. It says in Hebrews 4:12, for the word of Yahweh is active and alive. Active and alive. If you pick up the Bible, if you pick up that book and it is not active and alive, you are missing the connection. You are missing something. You are missing something. It says in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, all scripture is Yahweh breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of Yahweh may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. For every good work. And then we're not only to merely listen to the word, but we're supposed to do what it says, James 1:22. So many people today wonder and ask themselves all these questions, how we can live a holy life, a clean life, and a life of purity. And the answer comes in 119:9 of Psalms, and it's by living according to his holy word. That is the only difference. That is the difference between a blessed and a cursed person. It's their understanding that the word is true and truth. And there's no neutrality. Every single word is breathed by Yahweh, and he wanted it for meaning in our life. And then it's applying it to our lives. There are some who ignore it. There are some who read it and ignore what they need to do. But then there are those that read and do what it says. And the scripture says in Luke 11:28, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it. Who hear and obey. And I call you all today that are listening to taste and see how good it is, his holy word. Everything in there is for our benefit. His way is perfect and flawless. And we need to take refuge in him. And the refuge isn't some big giant building with bricks or stone. The refuge isn't some weapon we can use to protect us. The weapon is the word of our creator. The word of our creator will protect us. It will shield us. It'll teach us. It'll help us. It'll give us wisdom. For any man can tell another man what to do to be safe. But the real value in life is teaching a man how to understand to be safe. Not just somebody who's going to listen to commands, but somebody who's going to understand what's behind it, the explanation behind it. And we understand the word of God will protect us, but understanding even more who God is will be everything to us. Everything to us. So much more valuable than to know just what to do is why to do it. This is what we know to understand. This is what people are missing. How valuable is the scriptures? The scriptures say in Matthew 24, 35, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. They will remain forever. Some people don't believe in the word. They say the word's been changed. The word's not the same as it always been. And how do we know it's true? How do we know it's real? First of all, every artifact or everything that's found today is confirmed in scripture is right where it said it would be. It's a treasure map. Do you understand that? It's the world's greatest treasure map that you have. And you have a choice to follow it and listen to it or not. I'm not trying to preach to just people here that say they believe that and they know. I'm talking about people that then do it and do it and do it. How sad is it that people could have this treasure map and not follow it? And I could tell you, you know, they say that the most popular book in the world today is the Bible. And I say it's the most common book that people have that they don't read. I would say there's not one book in their house or not one thing in our life people have, but they don't use as much as the Bible. And so many people are looking at this losing, this great blessing. The word of Yahweh is right and true, and he is faithful in all he does. And if we believe that, why would we not want to seek and read the word every day? Don't tell me you know our creator. Don't tell me you believe in Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, and not read his word every day. You cannot do that. It's not right. It's not real. You cannot do that. This word is alive. It's alive, as it says, the word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. The words of our creator are alive, and we must treat them that way. We must treat them like a living thing, the most valuable thing. If there's a fire in your house, next to grabbing your children, grab the words of our creator. and your spouse, and get everyone out of the house, grab the words of our creator. No money, no gold, no silver, nothing is more valuable for this. This is it. And anyone that has anything negative to say about the words in here that came from the mouth of our creator, every word of Yahweh is flawless and a shield to those who take refuge in him. Do we get that? Proverbs 30, verse 5. Every single word here. We must believe that. When it says in Psalms 119:11, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Let me ask you a question. How do you know what sin is if you don't know his word? Because it says in the word, sin is transgression from the commandments. Well, if you don't know the commandments, how do you know what sin is? And if you're foolish to think that the commandments are not longer important today and are done away with, so foolishness. You think we don't need to read the Bible anymore today? The Bible says, and the verse says, there's a path before each person that seems right, but ends in death. We don't want to be on that path. Well, God's word says, read my word, trust in it. I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they would live, so they would have life. How many of you want to have life? Have life. Now, I don't care if you identify yourself as a Christian or a believer or whatever you want to call yourself. If you're driving a car right now listening to this message, if you're at home watching this message on YouTube, wherever you are watching this message, the Holy Spirit shall be convicting you right now if you do not make time to read the word every single day. And if you do not feel a conviction about that, I would question what spirit is leading you. Because we should be in his word every single day. Every single day. And we need to know what our creator says about life and about all these different things. We need to know this. We need to understand this. And we need to follow the example of all the people in scriptures. It says in Isaiah 8:20, look to Yahweh's instructions and teachings. People who contradict his word are in complete darkness. Complete darkness. How many of you have ever experienced darkness so dark you can't even see your hand so close to your face? Complete darkness. And when we think of that, Isaiah 8:20, look to Yahweh's instructions and teachings. People who counteract his word are completely in the dark. And to take a light and shine it in the dark is so much brighter. The darker it is, the brighter the light will shine. And the light is his word. For it says, the word is my light into your path. And Yeshua calls us to be those lights. But we first have to believe in him. And we have to believe in the scriptures. Those of you that doubt, every word of Yahweh proves true. Every single word. Every single word. Oh, I love it. As it says in Psalms 119. And it talks all about how important the word is in this psalm. It says, your instructions are more valuable to me than millions in gold and silver. One time I was on an airplane and I forgot my Bible and had all these notes written in it and everything else and all these notes that I put. And I am telling you, I don't think I've ever panicked as much in my life. I left it on a plane. I got off the plane and the Bible was on a plane. And I was running back through security and running back and my heart was pounding. I had to get that. So much of my life was in those scriptures. The word, the physical word. No, I wasn't making an idol out of a book, but I was esteeming my words, the words of my creator. And the revelations he's given me. And I got to the security checkpoint. They said, wait right here. And they went back to the plane. And when I saw the lady come back with my Bible in her hand, and she handed it to me, I was able to be at peace now. I was able to be at peace now. Can't not live without his word. Cannot live without his word. That we should put our life on the line for his word. Job 23:11-12 says, my foot has held fast to his path. I have kept his ways and not turned aside. I have not departed from the commandment of his lips. And this next verse in Job 23:12 to me is one of the most important and my favorite verses in all of scripture. When Job says, I have treasured the word of his mouth more than my necessary food. The words of his mouth more important than my necessary food. That means his words are more important than my life. His words are more important than my life. It's not just words. It's his words. And when we talk about denying ourselves and forgetting our own way, but going his way, you must think about what the Bible contains and the value of that. They're his words. I think about all the fasting I've done in life, and I think about food in general and how it nourishes us. And I think about what the scriptures say and all the metaphors with food. In Psalms 145:16, it says, when you open your hand, you satisfy the hunger and thirst of every living thing. Of every living thing. That's what his word does for us. He satisfies us. The new, real nourishment of life will come from his word. Psalm 33:4, for the word of Yahweh holds true. And we can trust everything, everything in it. Everything. We think about words and we think about the word of our creator. The word of our creator, you know, spoke everything into existence at the beginning of time. He spoke it, everything. I would say to you, the most powerful thing that ever existed in the history of the universe and the world is our Creator's words. He spoke it and it happened. Psalms 33:6 says, Yahweh merely spoke and the heavens were created. He breathed the word and all the stars were born. What could be more powerful and beautiful than that? Psalms 107:20 says, he sent out his word and healed them and snatched them from the door of death. His word has the power to do everything and anything. Healing, searching, completing. It's all his word. And that's what the Bible contains. His word. His word. If somebody says, well, how do you know his word is true? It's just written by man. You are missing something seriously if you believe that lie. The word is true and every single one is going to bless us. And then we get a wonderful Messiah, Yeshua, who is the word in action. He's Yahweh's creation, his wonderful completion in action, and showing us in a human being, Yahweh's word, his living word, life. It says in Psalms 119:37, turn my eyes away from worthless things. Give me life through your word. Through your word. We must hold tight to that. We must hold tight to that. And it must mean everything to us, his word. Should be our only hope. As it says in Psalms 119:43, do not snatch your word of truth from me, for your regulations are my only hope. For your guidelines, your instructions, this is what I hold everything on. Because these are the instructions that come from you of how I should live my life. And I rejoice in your word, 119:162 of Psalms. I rejoice in your word like one who discovers a great treasure. This Bible is the greatest treasure, more valuable than a lotto ticket, more valuable than a chest of gold and silver and treasures. This is it. And we all have access to it. Every single one of us has access to this. So many people are worried today about their Social Security plan and their retirement plans and everything else. I tell you, this is the best plan, the best life insurance plan, the best medical plan, and the best insurance for everything. This is the word of our Creator. And anyone who discovers what I'm saying to be true has found the true treasure of life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for our Creator and his holy word. And may we continue to be blessed by it, blessed by what it says, and blessed by what it does for us. Psalms 119:172 says, let my tongue sing about your word, for all your commands are right. How many of you out there are listening are struggling today? How many of you have let the enemy destroy your joy? How many of you out there are not in his word and suffering? And then I will go and ask you on the other side of it. How many of you are in his word every single day? How much joy do you have in your life? You see what I'm saying? I'm telling you, it's truth. It's truth. It's his word. And it wipes away everything of the enemy. It's his word. And it only becomes real when we actually accept it and put it into action. And we follow the instructions. I've said this example before. It's like getting instructions or directions on how to put something together. Let's say a piece of furniture. Let's say a piece of furniture from IKEA. Let's say it came in a box and everything was there. All the pieces were there, but the instructions were missing. And you go online and you can't find them. It's going to be very difficult. Very difficult. Almost impossible to put together that furniture without those instructions. Now, there are some pieces of furniture you could just snap together. They go together very easy. But they're a much more complicated piece of furniture. And as much complicated as they seem, once you find the instruction guide, you find the book, you download it, and you follow it, it's not that difficult. It's not that difficult. And you understand, oh, that goes here, that goes there, this connects here. It's not difficult. Well, I will tell you that the Bible is our instruction manual for life, and it's not that difficult. And these directions have not been changed. Isaiah 40 verse 8 says, as grass withers and flowers fade, the word of Yahweh stands forever. Forever. That's a long time, forever. The word of Yahweh stands forever. We must always, always rely on that and understand that. To understand that without his word, we are in trouble. His word is everything to us and should be everything to us. And as it said in the scripture, we are nothing without him. And I will go so far as to say we are nothing without his words. People say, well, I don't need to read the Bible. His spirit speaks to me. Well, you better get yourself a Bible and make sure that it's his spirit speaking to you through confirmation in the word. Because if his spirit's telling you something and the word says something opposite to that, that's not the spirit you want speaking to you. Every single thing the set apart spirit says to you should be confirmed in his holy word. If not, you need to ask yourself or question yourself what is happening and what is going on. So I want to encourage everybody to be in his word every single day. Every single day. Trust in him with all your heart. And lean not on your own thinking, your own understanding. Because how could this be that there's so much value in a book? And I don't want to idolize a book. No, it's not a book. It's not a book. It's this amazing letter that our Creator has given us of how we live our lives when he set us free. It's the greatest story, his story of how Yeshua died for us, died for us. It's the confirmation of all things. You see, I ask people, how do you know Abraham Lincoln was our president? And people say, well, it's in historical records. but you believe it. You've never seen it, but you believe it. But we have this great historical record of our Messiah, Yeshua, and it's here found in the scriptures in the Holy Bible. How can we believe that and trust that? The Bible says test everything. Yes, the Word of God says test everything. Follow His guidelines and you will not be disappointed. You will not be disappointed. He gave us His guidelines and instructions and His commandments for a reason. For a reason. And when you understand, the Bible is actually a book of opposites. It's good versus evil. It's life versus death. It's blessings versus curses. It's a book of opposites. And there's no neutrality. You can't just have one in your life and not the other. We must rely on and believe everything it says in Scripture. As it says in 119 of Psalms, verses 13 to 15, with my lips, I recount all the commandments that have come from your mouth. I rejoice in following your statutes, and one rejoice in great riches. I meditate on your precepts and consider their ways. That's what the word is. Psalms 112, verse 1 says, praise Yahweh. How blessed is the man who fears Yahweh, who greatly delights in his commandments. Who greatly delights in his commandments. How do you expect to know what his commandments are? They're found in the word. In the word of scripture. That's what we're going to know. That's what we're going to know what he wants us to do. And how he wants us to do it. Remember, he is our strength. And he's given us this truly shield. This true rock of the scriptures. The Holy Bible. Your life will change completely if you read the word every day. I don't care how long and how old you are, how long you consider yourself a believer. Many of us have fallen away when we first came to Yeshua. We were able to read it every day. Some of us haven't read the whole Bible ever, and some of us haven't read it in a long time. But read the words every single day. Read the Bible every single year. The more you read it, the more you comprehend it, the more you're going to know who Yeshua is and what he did for us. Every single person I've ever met that doesn't believe in Scripture and doesn't believe in our Messiah has either never read the Bible or has read it many, 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 many years ago, maybe one time. The Word doesn't change, but we change. And we could see the Word with a different light now and ask Him to reveal His truth to us and to show us things yet we have not yet seen before in His Word. Because every time you pick it up, you're going to see something else. And you can be truly blessed by His Holy Word. And that is what will satisfy us. So we're never thirsty. We're never hungry because we feed on the Word of Man. And I call you today, every one of you, eat this scroll. Eat the scroll. Take it in. Digest it. And live it. Hallelujah. Thank you, everybody, for watching. Praise the wonderful Creator. Have a blessed day and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry. Falling in love with Jesus. Yeah. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with my friend Jesus was the best thing I ever done. In his arms I've been protected. Oh, in his arms I never ever feel disconnected. No, in his arms I feel protected. There is no place I'd rather be.
Falling in love with Jesus.
Falling in love.